It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A decade ago, Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater embarked on a yearly event called the Black and White Festival, which pairs black directors with white playwrights and vice versa. Now in its 10th season, the festival is comprised of 10 one-act holiday plays offering a variety of perspectives. They're being staged at the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater downtown on Liberty Avenue. In the interest of full disclosure, I will take this opportunity to mention that I'm playing a character in one of the plays. I'm joined now in Studio A by Pittsburgh Playwrights founder Mark Clayton Southers. Mark, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Also joining us is managing director Eric Smith. Eric, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Mark, what was the impetus for doing this when you started the Black and White Festival 10 years ago?
I had a dream. Actually, I was laying in bed. I just, you know, I'm a playwright, and I wanted to get some productions done in this, which is really hard to do in Pittsburgh at the time.
And why was that?
Because it just is.
10 years ago we're talking.
Yeah, it's hard for anybody to get a play produced. It's very hard, very difficult. Anywhere in the world, unless you have your own theater company. So I heard that this guy was closing down the Penn Theater, Michael Motes, and I approached him about it. And after a couple conversations, I ended up getting a home equity loan out, and I purchased it off of him and took over the lease. And now I said, oh, well, now I have to put up some plays. And I was sitting there thinking of things and laying in the bed, sleep one night, and I had a dream that I saw an audience from a profile position, like I was at the Stanley Theater or something, you know, and I'm like, they were cracking up, having a good time. But it was a mixed audience. It was a black and white audience. And you never see that in Pittsburgh. Very rarely do you see a really well mixed audience at any type of functions. So I'm like, well, what were they watching? So I said, well, you know, I got to do theater. Maybe I'll do a black and a white play in the same evening and maybe get a mixed audience. And it graduated, you know, evolved into the theater festival in black and white, where we usually do 8 plays, 4 plays each program, you know, 2 black plays, 2 white plays. And, you know, early on, the black folks would get up and leave when the white plays came on, and vice versa, the white people would leave. You know, they come see their friends, you know, and it still happens occasionally. But and we've groomed it to now where we make sure the plays are 25 pages or less, you know, and it works out very well. This year, we want to do something for the holidays because we never really have anything downtown for the holidays that, you know, African Americans can really enjoy, you know. So we decided to move it to December and make it for the holidays this year.
Is the theater scene in Pittsburgh – I mean, I certainly think that the audience, that our listeners understand to some extent what you're saying, but – are things so starkly divided along color lines in Pittsburgh? I mean, at the end of the day, don't we enjoy the same things? Don't we laugh and cry at the same dramatic themes?
Well, I would ask everyone who's listening, and you can ask yourself this, when you go to events, you look around, do you see that the city represented in the audience? I mean, I think you don't. I don't really think you do.
And that's because you say that there is not enough for African Americans?
Yeah, I mean, it's all – the choice really comes down to what's being produced. I mean, if the Pittsburgh Public Theater decided, hey, we're going to do a season of African American plays, then it would be a big difference in the audience, you know. But they're not going to do that, you know, because that's not your traditional theater-going crowd, you know. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, what we're trying to do is offer a way for everyone to work together, and that's – where we consider success is when we get the people in the room working together. Whoever the audience turns out to be is what it's going to be. But more times than not, we're going to have a mixed audience because we have black and white folks on stage together working together. Black directors, white directors, their circles are coming, their friends are coming, and they're introducing people who aren't traditional theater goers to black and white, you know, to theater. You know, it's a nice priced event. It's a really intimate space, and it works out well for us.
Eric Smith, what will people see during the festival that they won't see anywhere else during the holiday season or the rest of the year for that matter?
Well, typically in Pittsburgh or anywhere, when you talk about the holiday season, you only talk about Christmas. And you typically see plays or events dealing with Christmas, the Christian faith, or dealing with holiday music, which all surrounds Christmas. This year at the Black and White Fest, we have a number of plays that deal with not just Christmas, but deal with Jewish Hanukkah, deal with the Muslim faith around this time of year, deals with even atheists and what they do around this time of year, or their views or their standpoints on this time of year. So you get a mixture of different cultures and different thought processes during this holiday season, not just the Christmas holiday that is typically out there.
And tell us about some of the playwrights and directors from the area who are taking part in the festival this year, who've written works specifically for this black and white festival.
Well, we have 10 different playwrights, 5 black, 5 white, who deal with the festival. And this year, they are playwrights that have written for the festival in the past. A number of them are ones who won best play in the past, or people who just had really good plays, audience favorites or whatnot. We do have Marlon Eric Youngblood, who's an African-American playwright, who won best play last year for Comfort Zone. And he wrote a play this year called Just Jesus, which deals with a family who a daughter comes home from college, and she wants to celebrate Kwanzaa instead of Christmas, and she's trying to get her family to understand why Kwanzaa is important to celebrate, and her family wants to do Christmas, mainly her mother. And in the process of this argument, other family secrets come out that, you know, the family might not know. They're upper-class or middle-class African-American family. We also have Lissa Brennan, who wrote To All a Good Night, which is a farcical comedy of African-American family who the son brings home a white girlfriend. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. A lot more comes out from it. The white girlfriend's an atheist, and then there's also other secrets and other fun things that come out during it. And that's in Program A. And Program B, a couple of the plays, we have one written by Andrew Aid, which deals with Christmas. We have Ray Warner, who also deals with Christmas, and his play has to do with veterans and what the war, you know, did. A son who comes home from the war dealing with his father, who is now an anti-war protester who also dealt with the war, and they go through their issues or whatnot. So, I mean, there's a number of things. We have Asiya L. Rice, who wrote a play, We Need Ramadan, which deals with the Ramadan faith. I mean, not the Ramadan faith, but the Muslim faith and what exactly Ramadan is and exactly the things that they go through.
And these are all original works. How are they submitted? What is the process for deciding which plays get in? And how many submissions do you get?
Normally, we ask for plays. We set a deadline, and we get a number of plays in. Last year, we had, what, about
65
plays. And that was actually the most that we've ever received.
And most African-American plays, we've got like 17 last year,
exactly,
which was amazing because, you know, Wally Jamal and I used to have to just go out and write plays just to get 4, you know, with other local playwrights, you know.
And now you're having to whittle 65 down to 10.
Yeah, right. This year, these were all commissioned. We actually asked these playwrights to write these plays for the holiday season. You know, next year we're going to revert back to our normal festival and how we do it.
What do you hope that people will come away with when they leave the theater, when they come to see the holiday show for the black and white production?
Well, one, I hope they walk away entertained. I hope they get a sense of the holiday spirit, no matter which faith or which practice they have. I hope they get a, you know, sense of understanding how people work together. But a big part of it is the audience is very important, but a big part of it is the process and getting, you know, black people, white people in the city to work together, different artists, directors and writers to work together and get a sense of knowing and putting a diverse, you know, touch on the artistic scene in the city of Pittsburgh.
And how does that process work? I mean, on paper, it sounds like a great idea, but do you sometimes see a clash of ideas?
Oh, it's always problematic. This year, we haven't had any problems because we've selected 10 playwrights who have a track record. You know, you have Tammy Ryan as a playwright, Wally Jamal, Camille. We have playwrights who have a track record and a great canon of work. You know, but backing up a little bit, one of the things that I like to see folks walk away, which always happens, which happened to me in the world of theater, is to get a better understanding of folks that we pass by every day on the street, the gay community, the Jewish community, different things that you have a better understanding, you know, because we grow up in our little pockets in this city, and we learn different things from our parents or the people we're surrounded by, and we close ourselves off, you know what I mean? And, you know, you You know, it helps us to get a better understanding of the common man in Pittsburgh and the people that we should be interacting with, you know. And I think that we're just putting a little dent in that with this festival. And I think it can go a long way the more and more people that are affected by it.
So you see this being a springboard then to more diversity within the theater community in Pittsburgh?
Oh, certainly, certainly.
And it actually has picked up because there's a number of white people who didn't know different African-American, you know, actors. And they met through here, so they were able to cast, and same thing vice versa. As Mark said, a lot of people grow up in, even in artistic community, you're around the same people that you know, that you're comfortable with. So to go out and meet different people or kind of being forced to do that really opened the door for a lot of people.
The Black and White Festival will take place. It's already underway at Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater, and it will continue through Tuesday, December 17th, with performances at the theater on Liberty Avenue. And I want to thank both of our guests, Pittsburgh Playwrights founder Mark Clayton Southers and Managing Director Eric Smith, for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Coming up, State Senator Bob Mensch on a new definition of what legally constitutes child abuse. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.